Yeah, we'll soon see. Like Rav Hun holds that Maimish Troshen only helps by Pikodin and not by Halvor. We'll soon see. This is Rav Zvitz Teres. Rav Papa says no. L'yoylom b'shchimera. Really, we're talking about our Mishnah where the person, this Reuven, was on a dying bed. He was a shchimera. So then the question is, a shchimera, why do we have to have the money all prepared? As long as he said give away money, it should be chal. I'll tell you, our Mishnah goes, ukibich the Rav, like another halach of Rav. The Yomar Rav says like this, shchiv meira shoma, shchimera that says, tenumana leploini minachosai. If a shchimera dying, person's dying, tells somebody, I want to give away my money to this person, so it depends. If he says, mona zeh, this $100, noisten, the money is given over, very good. But if he only says mona stam, he just says, I want to give $100 over to Shimon, and he doesn't say which money, ain't noisten. Then Rav says, we do not give over the money. You know why? Chai shinon shema mona kova komar. We're afraid maybe the Shchimera meant to say a special $100 that he has hidden in the karka. That's the money he wants to give him. The Rashi says, shema mona kova yeshla the karka. Vuhu the yoivla. He only means to give away the special money under the ground. And we don't know where that money is. So therefore, by a Shchimera, if he only says, I want to give money away, we don't know which money to give, we don't give any money. So therefore, that's what Rav Yitzchak said, our Mishnah, when it says that the Shchimera said to give away $100, that person gets the money, it's talking about that the money was set aside in a special place, in a special bed. So we know exactly the Shchimera meant that money, therefore there's a kinyan, the person gets that money. But the Gemara adds, so you should know, but the halacha is, we don't hold like Rav, that we're not afraid that a Shchimera meant to say, I'm giving you money that's buried in the ground someplace, we're not afraid about that. That when the Shchimera says, even Stam, I want to give away money to Shimon, anytime he said it, Shimon gets the money. So I'll call upon him, it's a machlokes, Rav Zvid and Rav Papa, what's the Psha in our Mishnah? Are we talking about a healthy person or a sick person? So Gemara says, now why does one say different than the other? So Gemara says, Rav Papa, my time with Yomik Rav Zvid. Why doesn't Rav Papa hold like Rav Zvid? We're talking about a bori and Maimit Shloshtam. So Gemara says, Ksav Rav Papa himself holds that Kiyama Rav, when Rav said there's a kinyan of Maimit Shloshtam, if all three people are there, if Reuven tells Shimon, I want you to give the money to Levi, and three of them are there, so Rav Papa holds that Loishna b'milva v'loishna b'pikadim. Even by a milva, there's also such a kinyan. In other words, when Reuven first lent Shimon $100, and the money is not around anymore. Now Reuven goes to Shimon and says, that money that you owe me, I want you to give it to Levi. The locher is still its chal. So if so, that's where a papa doesn't learn Shana Mishnah by a bari. Because if we're talking about the kinyan of Maimon Shloshtan, why do we need that the money should be around? In a bag, in a special place, even if the money is not around. It doesn't have to be like a pikodin. Even by a milva also there'd be a kinyan of Maimon Shloshtan. So that's where a papa learns the Mishnah is talking about a shchimera. Now, Rav Zvid, the Gemara says, obviously Rav Zvid holds not like that. Rav Zvid holds that Rav said is a kinyan of Maimon Shloshtan, it's only by a pikodin, where the money is around. So then we say, if I tell you, give that object away to my friend, it's considered like he's kinyan. But by a milva you wouldn't say it. So therefore, Rav Zvid does not learn the Mishnah, therefore Rav Zvid learns the Mishnah by a bori with Maimon Shloshtan. But still, the question is, my time will yomik Rav Papa, why doesn't Rav Zvid want to learn our Mishnah talking about by a matna shchimera? So Marin says, le'metukna masnista mishchimera, he holds the Mishnah cannot be talking about a sick person, a shchimera. Why, what's the proof? Mimai, what's the proof? Midiktoni, since our Mishnah says like this, the Mishnah starts off to say, ho'oimet tenu get zel yishti. If a husband has the get written up already, and now he tells the shliach, I want you to take this get and give it over to my wife. Or else, shtashichra zeliyav ziyumeis, and then the husband or the master dies, so it says, layitna liyachamisa. The shliach cannot take the get and give it over liyachamisa. So now, taima demeis. What's the reason why he can't do it? Only because the husband died. Ho mechayim, mashmedo if the husband is still alive, Noisten, then the shliach has the right to take this get and give it over to the wife. Now, taima diyama tenu, also only because in the Mishnah, the husband said, tenu get zel yishti. He spoke out and said clearly to the shliach, I want you to take it. Even though the shliach didn't take it yet, but he told him, tenu, I want you to take it. That's what the Mishnah says. Hoyme tenu. If the husband says, go and take it. Mash mahola yomar. But if the husband would have not said the words tenu, holayomar tenu einoisnin. Then if the husband would have just said, I want this get to get to my wife, then nothing doing. Then the shliach has no right to give it over to his wife. Now the question is, if the Mishnah is talking about a sick person, a shchivmera, or shchivmera, afagav the lo yomar tenu, even though he does not say go and give it, noisnin. Still the halacha is, if we hear it from a shchivmera, that he tells somebody, I want this get to be given to my wife, even though he doesn't tell you to give it, you have a right to give it over. Because we know for sure that's what the shchivmera meant. The Tanan, we learned like this. But Rishon at the beginning, Hoyoim used to say like this. Hayotze b'koilim. A person that's going to be executed, a person that's going to be killed by the government, on his way there, v'yomer, and he tells like this. Kiss will get liyishti. He tells Edim, or tells the Sefer, I want you to write a get to my wife. So halacher is, harei elu yichtavu v'yitnu. They have a right not only to write it up, but to give it also. In other words, even though the husband did not say out, give it to my wife, we know that's for sure what he meant. The guy's going to be killed now, so for sure all he means is he doesn't want his wife to have to go through Yibum. To be Zalkut Yibum, he wants his wife to have a get. So even though we only said have to get written up, we say he also meant to give it, and the person has the right to give it over. So that's what Krishna, they said only by a person who's going out to be killed. Now, Chazru Leimer, later on they added another case to this. They added on another case that Afham Aforish Vayetze Bashyara. If someone is going on a trip over the sea, a faraway place, and before he leaves message that he wants to get to be written up for his wife, also we say there that he's afraid maybe he'll die on the way, maybe get lost, never come back. His wife will remain in Iguna. He doesn't want that to happen. So for sure also what he meant to say is write up the get and give it to his wife. So there also we have a right to give the get. Now Reb Shimon Shizuri Yomer Af HaMesukin. He is on another case, a Shimera. A person that's a masukah is very, very sick. If he tells somebody, write up a get for my wife, even though he does not say the word tenu, still the halacha is, you have a right to give it over. So that's why Rav Papa, that's why Rav Zvi did not want to learn our Mishnah by a shchivmera. Because our Mishnah says that the husband had to say tenu, give the get. If the Mishnah is talking about a shchivmera does not have to say the word tenu. All he has to say is just write up the get. And automatically we know he meant to say give over the get. Since our Mishnah says tenu, so mashma, the husband is a bori, is a healthy person. And the only reason why the get is no good in the Mishnah is because he died. But if he wouldn't have died, the get would be good. Only because he said the word tenu. So that's where as Vid learns, the Mishnah is talking about a bori, and we're talking about a kinyan of a maimit shloshtim. This the Gemara says, maskalor of Ashavashi Yestakasha. Uman leimel of the mastisim of Shimon Tzuruhi. Who says that Mishnah goes like a Shimon Tzuruhi that holds by a shchimera does not have to say the word tenu? Dilma Rabbanani. Maybe our Mishnah could even go according to the Rabbanan Shita. And according to the Rabbanan Shita, that even by a shchimera also you have to say the word tenu. So therefore there's no proof. Maybe the Mishnah could be talking about a shchimera. So that's the machlokes, is the Mishnah talking about a shchimera or not? Alright, we'll stop here.